You have lost one veteran. It is former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He's a Republican. He did not vote for you. He is going to go stick with President Obama, and he cited the foreign policy people around Mitt Romney. Let's listen. Cut 19.
I mean, it's a moving target. One day he has a certain strong view about staying in Afghanistan, but then on Monday night he agrees with the withdrawal. Same thing in Iraq. On almost every issue that was discussed on Monday night, Governor Romney agreed with the president with some nuances. But this is quite a different set of foreign policy views than he had earlier in the campaign. And my concern, which I've expressed previously in a public way, is that sometimes I don't sense that he has thought through these issues as thoroughly as he should have, and he gets advice from his campaign staff that he then has to adjust or modify as he goes along.
Your reaction?
Well, I'm just saddened because, you know, I used to be a great admirer of Colin Powell. We were friends. I think one of the sad aspects of his career is going to the United Nations Security Council and telling them things about Iraq that were absolutely false. Obviously, my view of the situation in Iraq is, you know, we're losing in Iraq. We're losing what we won thanks to the surge. Al-Qaeda has doubled. There's training camps in western Iraq. In Afghanistan, all we do is say we're leaving. Al-Qaeda is on the comeback all over northern Africa. They've taken over parts of Mali. All I can say is that General Powell, you disappoint us, and you have harmed your legacy even further by defending what has clearly been the most feckless foreign policy in my lifetime.